Welcome to Stories of Hope. This is a podcast by the Dream Center,
where you will hear from people who have stories that once seemed hopeless.
People whose stories of redemption and life transformation are so powerful, they can only be possible by the power of Jesus.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Stories of Hope. I'm Sarah and I'm here again with Brady.
Hey everybody.
And today we have Noelle with us. Noelle is one of our resale store employees at the Easley location. Hey, yeah. Noelle.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing so great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
Are you excited?
I'm excited to be here.
Great.
Yes, that's what the Dream Center does.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit how you got plugged in with the Dream Center.
Oh, well, first I talk about how I got to the United States.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, that was true. I have two daughters here. Okay. They came at the ages of 12 and 14, and they did a sponsorship for me.
Okay.
So I came here permanently in 2021.
Wow.
Right? My first stop was in South Carolina, of course, because one of my daughters lives here, mm-hmm. and the other lives in New Jersey.
Okay.
So it was South Carolina, New Jersey,
right,
where I took care of my grandson for a year, and I met someone here. You know, and with his interest, he asked me to come to South Carolina. You know, that took a lot out of me, a lot of thought, because I'm family oriented.
Yeah. Right.
I wanted to be with my children, but yet I chose that opportunity because the first year I was frustrated being in America because the different requirements.
Yeah.
However, when I came to South Carolina, you know, I like thrifting. So I went on the website and I look up all the thrift stores and I saw the Dream Center.
Yeah.
You know, and I start looking into it and so on. And then one day while I was driving through, I live right in Easley.
Okay.
There it was. Within walking distance. I said, wow, this is a nice place.
Perfect.
And I told my daughter, let's check it out. And we went in and it was fun. I went in there like 3 times a week. And, you know, somehow I said, you know, I need to work here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. And the person I met there was Kathy. Kathy Covington.
Okay.
I said, you know, I would like to work in this place. This place is so peaceful. It's so nice. And with the gospel music playing all the time. Oh, my God.
Yeah, right.
You know what? That did it. It make you feel so calm and everything. Mm-hmm. And I decided to seek employment.
Wow.
First, I went to Avery. I asked about application. I got it. I took it home and I put it one side. You know, and I keep thinking, you know, I need to work, you know, because I have to get integrated into the American system.
Mm.
I said, okay. And I keep putting off, okay, this daughter want, because between South Carolina and New Jersey, I had to be back and forth.
Right.
I say, you know what? It's time for me to settle. So I think it was in 2023. I said, okay, I got to get this job now. So my partner, we went together to the Dream Center, and I said, look, I followed the application. And he talked to Avery, are you employing? She said, yes. You would believe he was the person employed, you know, seeking employment.
Right.
He asked everything, and I just stood back and smiled. And then Destiny came up, and, you know, we started talking, and it was like on and on.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I sit back, I say, you know what? Here is where God needs me. Mm-hmm. This place is so good for me because I'm the 4th of 5 children, and I've always felt alone, even though I had them, because very quiet, secluded. I would just sit, look around, observe. Mm. And being in South Carolina, I had no friends.
Mm.
So I found my community at the Dream Center. Mm. You know.
It's funny that you said that you're quiet. I don't get quiet.
I was going to say, you said that. I was like, we've been chatting up the whole time since you
yes,
got here.
Yes, no, but you know, me, I would ask that
yes.
person.
Right.
But when I get going, I get going, you know.
Yeah.
I open up, you know. But with the interview with Destiny, that changed something in me. Mm. Because, you know, when they told me where they came from, it was like, this never happened in my country.
Right.
By the way, I'm from Guyana, and that's in South America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the only English-speaking country in South America.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. A lot of people get mistaken for Ghana, which is in Africa, but uh-huh. I'm in South America.
Wow.
Yeah. So when she told me how she got to the Dream Center, and then Avery told me, it's like, this is different. You know, where I'm from, people don't tell you about themselves, you know, because people make a laugh of them or they gossip and so on. Mm. I said, this is good.
Wow.
Right. But the stories they told me, I can't identify to that.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's so profound that, you know, I said, this is people I need to be with. Mm. Not pretensive people, because I'm not pretensive.
Right.
I went to church in Guyana. When you go to church, people talk to you in church and out of church. It's different.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But this is different. We need to open up.
Yeah.
And you know, each day now, I can identify something about me and what God done to me.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So at the Dream Center, I'm there. I work according to the schedule.
Right.
But I'm an attendant, also the cashier.
Yeah.
When any cashier need me.
Yeah.
But I love every aspect there. Whatever I'm given to do, I love it.
That's amazing.
Yes. Because that's the impact we need to make on people.
Yeah.
And every individual that comes through that door, they make a difference.
Right.
Right? Because you see, the elderly people, they come, they smile, they do everything. And, you know, I feel good. The first thing when they tell me their age is like, you know what? I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be that old person who would be out there, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, how they enjoy themselves, the little things that makes them happy.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing with the Dream Center.
That's awesome.
It's incredible.
Yes.
That's a pretty... Well, something that stuck out is it's pretty interesting to see and the importance of, this is our third season doing this. I'm sure people who've listened to this are going to get tired of me saying this part of scripture, but Revelation 12, when it talks about the way that we defeat the enemies by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, hearing you share like how impactful it was, even through the interview process and learning about the Dream Center as a whole, like hearing Destiny's story, hearing these like, testimonies of what God has done, how actually important it is.
Yes.
Whether you're used to the culture here or you're new to this country, like whatever it is. And even just to see the difference of like testimony isn't an important thing everywhere, or it's something that what we've gone through, people can like not see the good in it or can use it like for a negative thing. And so I don't know, that just, when you said all that, it hit me.
Because people matter to me. I love people.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what you look like, whatever.
Yeah.
It can be the simplest person.
Right.
And you know, I find people came through that store. Everybody that come through that door, they have something going on in their lives. Sometimes it can be a smile from me. People make me feel good too, because I sing all day.
Yeah.
I work and I sing. When people say, you know, you sing in a choir. I've never been in a church choir yet. But that's how I move.
Yeah.
You know, with that spirit flowing through me. I like that. I sing all the time. I'm at the back working, I'm singing.
Right.
I sing.
That's awesome.
Yes.
So I kind of want to know, how did you find the Lord in your life growing up? And what was your view on like where were you in church? Like, tell a little bit about how you came to meet the Lord.
Well, from a child, I've been going to Sunday school every Sunday. Yes, that was one. Nice.
Yeah, same.
Yes. You know, I always believe in God. And the first impact is when my father, before he passed, you know, he was sick. And I prayed, I said, Lord, let thine will be done. Then my father passed. And after that, I felt so guilty. One night I was at crusade and, you know, I cried because I said, I wonder if I'm the cause of that. Because I said, Lord, let thy will be done. And then, you know, with praise and everything, I got over that. Right?
Yeah, right.
Then my mother came. Well, I dealt a lot with grief until now. My mom came, she passed. But the strength that I gained from God, it was, you know, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah.
Because I had to do everything. Everything, the one who was fearful, I took charge and I did that.
Wow.
I got over my mom, you know, still present because she had to go.
Right.
But I made four children. The eldest one was a boy and he passed in 2015. And that broke me.
Yeah.
That's like when everything changed. Prior to that, I had good position in jobs. I used to manage at a company, a security company and everything. Right. But when he passed, it's like my world was shattered. Even though I have three daughters, it's like, what is this?
Right.
But that's when God started to work in me even more. Because you go to work every day, you earn a lot of money. So it's like, yes, this can take care of me.
Right.
Right? But when he passed, I saw him. I didn't even know he was going to die. Because I chose, and it happens that way. And I said, God know what he does. The weekend I told my boss, you know what, I'm going to work from home on Monday. So I took my laptop home. And I was sitting there on that laptop, and my son was dying, and I didn't even know.
Wow.
So it's like 5 minutes here, 20 minutes there. He was just groaning. Because he had an accident, and they did a fixation. He had a fixation in his leg. They did an adjustment, and it poisoned his body.
Man.
There was no sign of him being poisoned.
Whoa.
So, you know, I was on doing the work and with him. I said, you know, baby, because he had just had this belly pain. I said, I'm going to the pharmacy. I went to get some gas tablets, nothing worked, and he was there with the Bible. And he got up, you see, he cried, he had a Bible, he was praying. And then he lay down and he said, Mommy, I see you want me to take you to the hospital? He said, not now. When I'm ready, I'll tell you. And he was praying. And I said to him, I said, you know what, son? When you heal and get over this, I think you should give your life to the Lord. Mm. Let me tell you, I didn't know it was me. I never knew it was me. So when I was with him at 3 o'clock the afternoon before, he left two children. Before they came, he said, Mommy, let's go now. I said, you sure? And we were preparing to leave when the children came. Mm. And I took him to the hospital. And I was there. They did the check, everything. You know, I look at his physical structure and, you know, start asking questions and so on. But he didn't want me to leave his side.
Yeah.
But it was a private hospital, so I had to go and get cash. Mm. So as I'm going to the bank, he said, where are you going, Mommy? Right? He said, everything is going to be okay. So, you know, we prepared. They admitted him and everything. And I left and I went home. They hook up all the machines, everything. And I went home. I said, you know, you're going to be all right. Because the doctor said, a matter of 3 days, you know. And he looked at me and I went home. And I went to bed that night. No thought of going to the hospital or anything. But at 6:30 the next morning, I got a phone call telling me that my son passed.
Jesus.
You know, yeah. He was 34 years old. So I questioned her, I said, how? Every question before I started crying.
Yeah.
But I couldn't understand. Mm. Well, I went to the hospital. I saw him, did everything. And, you know, as a woman, when you give birth, you feel it. Mm. And this was just empty. It was just empty. Even though he was 34, that was my baby.
Right.
Yes, it's like my baby. I took care of him because of the poison in the body. It's just like... It wasn't pleasant. So there I was making a decision, you know what? If this is the way he is, I would cremate him. So I cleaned him up and everything. I cried, is everything my baby, baby, baby.
Yeah.
Not remembering the other three. And I did all of that.
Yeah.
The next day was a postmortem. And I gained the strength to go to the mortuary to see it. And I walked right in. Mm. And there he was when he saw part of his body black, even the leg. Yes, you know.
Yeah.
That was good. I cried. But something about me, like whatever he went through, I felt it.
Right.
Yeah, because every pain, and I know he was crying for me because he was that mommy's boy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I felt everything, you know, I get over that funeral, everything, like everything was different. Mm. But everything was here in my head, just in my head, and nothing at the bottom. Mm. And, you know, I sit down because... People, I never had much friends because trust. I'm a genuine person. I expect it from people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I observe. And I sit there. So, you know, I always talk with the Lord. Always. Because even in my working situations, people envy me because I'm independent with what I do. And if you're not rubbing shoulders with people, it's a problem. Mm. So I would talk to God. I say, you know what? I can't function. I said, this, to my head, everything is there. I need you to make me whole. Make me whole, Lord. And my body naturally merge.
Yeah.
You know, when I go to church, you talk to people, oh, you know, I lost my son. All you get, oh, I'm so sorry.
Right.
But then we weren't friends.
Yeah.
And I look, I said, God can do this to me.
True.
And that's where I cast my care. And he took care of me until this day.
Wow.
That I can be here. That's why you see. Being at the Dream Center helps too because you're so free in telling people about God and you're feeling everything, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought to myself, I said, Lord, this is where you need me to be.
Right.
You plant me here.
Yeah.
It's not about status or anything for me now. It's just being with these people and what it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Right. So even people, they have a very delicate people. I got to know how to relate with them, but I love them. I encourage them, and that's what I do every day.
Right.
You know, that makes me so happy.
Jeez.
Even the simplest things I do at work, that's how we honor God.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, in my self-teaching, well, God, he is remarkable. That's why you see, every day I listen to Psalm 34. Mm. Yeah, that does it. Mm. Because we can't seek comfort in people.
Right.
That just like, oh, on the top, okay, yes, I'm sorry, whatever, but God. Even going to work, the challenges, I talk to him. You go with me. Be with me.
Right.
Help me. I search myself, you know, just how to treat people because I know how I need to be treated.
Man.
Yeah.
That's.
And that's what I do. I tell my children, I say, I don't know how I do it. Yeah. It's not a lot of money. It's 4 children, a single parent.
Right.
Then my son left 2 grandchildren. I took them. Mm. He was married. The wife, she got a nervous breakdown. Ended up in the psychiatric ward. Mm. You know, she wasn't the best person. But because of me, I think people think I was stupid, but that's me.
Right.
I say, if I do this, it's because God wants me to do it.
Right.
I took her. When she was discharged, none of our relatives were there. So you know what? You're going to come by me.
Yeah.
I have enough space. And they'd have 2 children. Right. You know, it wasn't easy for them to lose a father and a mother.
Yeah.
So for 3 years, she was with me. I mean, disrespecting, but I did it.
Yeah.
Until because we all had a loss. I lost my son. They lost their father. She lost her husband.
Right.
My other siblings, they lost a brother. So it was tough. Mm. Then I had everybody taking care of them.
Wow.
Who was taking care of me?
Mm. Yeah.
You know? It's like, I'm doing it. Who taking care of you, Noelle? I said, Lord, one day I said, Lord, take it.
Right.
I can't do it no more.
Yeah.
And I just dropped it. Mm. Yeah. And it has been good because it kept us.
Yeah.
Yeah, until now, I tell my children, I don't know, but just God trusted in him that he can do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Truly. Gosh. Yeah.
My job, I lost my job. Actually, I was terminated. I used to manage at this security company. And that's in writing. My son passed in 2015. I think it was the same year, months after.
Right.
I came up to the U.S. just for a short break. And when I got back, they told me they had to let me go.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I said, on what grounds? I listened.
Yeah.
But then there was disrespect with it too. It's like, okay, we don't need her or whatever. And, you know, I went. I took it with grace.
Yeah.
I found another job. I work along.
Right.
1 month I work, the man hold back the money because he think he should hold it back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you don't have good ethics, it's not a good thing. Mm. And I work in that place.
Right.
You know, I used to do finance. So one day I went to the bank to get a payroll done. But if he had good standing with the bank, they would have given him an overdraft. Mm. But he expected me to call him. Why would I call?
Right.
I talk with the people at the bank. They explain everything. Should I call you and tell these people not giving you money? Mm. So when I got back to the office, I told him, well, this check couldn't bounce. It wasn't cash. And he said to me, he said, well, I'm not paying you unless those people get paid. Not that he didn't have money. Mm. I did his books and I know what he did.
Right.
He makes sure he got a chunk. Mm. And it doesn't matter who else get. So I lost that month's salary. So I went home and said, you know, it's okay. Okay, I was home for 3 months. And my next job, it was simple. I went to a new, one of the largest supermarkets in Guyana, mm-hmm. and I started a job. But, you know, we all look for position. I work in accounts, but I didn't know when they were recruiting, so it was a pre-recruitment for the office staff and so on. And I went there. When I got there, they said, we had to do a test, which I passed, of course. They said, we don't have vacancies, just these low positions. I said, you know what? I'll take this one, something I know nothing of.
Yeah.
That's in a perishable department.
Right.
Nothing of, right? And I went there and humbled. But people who knew me being at the top there, you know, they would come, oh, look at her. She used to be this and she used to be that. It never bothered me.
Right.
It never bothered me. I was proud of what I did because I didn't have to ask anybody for a penny.
Right.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So, you know, it humbled me. It's like from a lot to a little.
Right.
Right. So even working at a dream center, oh my gosh, that's paradise to me.
Yeah, that's
awesome. It's paradise, yes. Yeah. No matter what, that was the past. This is what it is, and this is where I need to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I went home for 6 weeks, and I said, you know, I'm going on leave. I got with Tony. I would like to go. I need no pay because I'm returning to the dream center.
Right.
I did. I did. Yeah. That's my place.
Right.
Yes.
I love that.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I came back and I'm right there.
Yeah. No, yes, that's great. Yeah. I love that.
You know.
That's awesome.
Yes, but I love it.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
That's incredible. So during your whole journey and when you were, lost your son and lost your job and you said, like, Lord, take care of me, like, what did that look like? Like, in what ways was the Lord showing up for you?
That's the best thing because I can always smile. People never know what I was going through.
Right.
Never. I did it. I did it with the support of my children. Mm. When I tell them, say, you know what? I live my life. Y'all may not understand, but just God.
Right.
He is the one that guides me.
Yeah.
Just him. If I have a problem, I wouldn't run out and tell anybody. I wouldn't.
Mm.
Yes. God.
Yeah.
Even before starting work at Dream Center, I prayed about it. If you need, yes, that's where he need me.
Right.
Because there I can, you know, fellowship better than when I went to church. I got baptized. This, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After my son passed, I got baptized. Mm-hmm. Yes. But the fellowship was different.
Mm.
There is just free, you know. Things come to mind when we got to pray for people. We see wonders happening over there.
Right.
Yeah, we pray. And sometimes at the end of a devotion, something happening. I don't know. I just feel it that I should tell somebody something, what we should do. You pray hard and do this, do that. And it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's great. So one other thing I was thinking too is when you, during your transition into the U.S. and kind of getting, going between visiting daughters and just kind of getting settled, like what was one of the biggest things that you learned through that time about what life was going to look like, or the excitement of experiencing God in a different way? Like what did that kind of that time look like as you kind of got settled in the U.S. and got settled in South Carolina?
It was difficult.
Yeah.
Difficult getting to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And as I said, the Dream Center makes a difference.
Mm.
Because that's the only place I applied to, had a job. Mm. And I would never apply anywhere else. Because I went to one of the top high schools back home in Guyana. My friends, you know, they have it. And one of them said to me, I said, you know what? I work at a resale store. It's a thrift store.
Right.
They said, but you didn't apply anywhere else? No.
Yeah.
I'm not applying anywhere. Here is where I need to be.
Right.
That's where I need to be. You know, I'm not looking for anything else.
Right.
Unless God direct me somewhere else. And at 62 years old,
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Nope.
Yeah.
There.
Well, we love to hear that.
I try to learn everything about the Dream Center, yeah. So I go to the different events once I could get there.
Right.
Yes, and Destiny has been taking me. I come to worship.
Yeah.
I went to Dream Big. I went to the Gratitude Party because I work there and I need to be a part of there and learn everything about it.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Well, we're super thankful for for you and for your, obviously, your deep care just for the ministry as a whole.
Cause yes, like we, it's impactful.
Yeah, we like that's what we want and desire people that like.
Yeah.
We don't want you to just work here. Like, we want you to, like, love what God's doing inside of this ministry and just to, like, be a part of everything that's going on. So I'm super thankful just to hear that.
I'm
that
proud. Party. I went home and I told them about the Dream Center, my friends. Yes.
Yeah.
I said, I work at a Dream Center. It make possibilities for me because I had to get into this system.
Yeah.
I had to work. I needed insurance. I needed everything. And it was given to me through the Dream Center. So
that's amazing. That's awesome. I love it.
Only God can do that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So wrapping up, is there anything you want to share with the people that are listening and watching? Any piece of advice, anything that you want to leave people with, any part of your story that you didn't share that you want to share? Is this kind of like a time for you to give your final thoughts?
Well, inspiration.
For me, hope. Mm. And it's not easy to tell somebody, okay, this is what you should do.
Right.
But for me, if I got to tell you something, you come to me, I would tell you, have an objective in life. And that objective, you keep your focus on that objective with God in the midst of it.
Right, that's correct.
And anytime you find you're slipping, remember your objective and work towards it. And that would keep you.
Mm.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes. With the Lord. Yeah. Stay focused in the Lord and let him guide you through.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Love it.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sitting down with us and sharing your story. It was truly incredible.
Yeah, so inspiring. So,
because I talk to you pretty consistently every week when I come in the stores, but I didn't know like the extent of your story.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yes.
It's powerful. It's really powerful.
But I like my community at the Dream Center.
Yeah.
The people outside, the people that come in. I got some good friends there too.
Yes.
Some people see me more than I see them sometimes. Yes.
Awesome.
People come, they're there, they would want a hug, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I remember one day there's this woman, she's a school bus driver. And she was in the store. I just say hi. And she was going through it. And something she said, she wanted to quit the job.
Mm.
And I stopped right there and I spoke with her.
Yeah.
I said, don't do that. I said, you pray over the situation. And whilst I was on the floor hanging, she came right in there. She said, you know what? Thank you.
Mm.
Thank you.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah, and that's what I like doing.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
That's awesome.
Yes, great. I like doing that.
I love that you get to speak over and pray with the people that come in this work. Because, I mean, not too many other places where you have that experience, where the employees are literally like showing you God's love and showing you like the presence.
Some people speak it in public, but I like consistency.
Right.
Yeah.
It's great.
That must be in you. And I tell people, according to Psalm 34, 4 and 5, you know, I'm radiant. That's how I feel. If you see me smiling, it's not a fake. That is me. Mm-hmm. However, that is me. And that's me being happy.
Yeah.
I pray and everything. Yeah. Yes. Some days can be low. I would go in the bathroom. I would sing, okay, 1,000 reasons to pray. You know, like things come, songs come to me to lift me up. And I feel, you know, I feel good about it.
That's awesome.
And I love the Dream Center.
Yeah. We're super thankful for you.
I love the Dream people and the people there. I look at everybody. You come in, you always have a smile. You would come and you would be serious doing what you're doing.
Great. Now I'm the serious guy. Awesome.
You focus on what you do, but I see.
That's awesome.
I love it.
Well, if anyone out there is interested in volunteering at one of our resale stores, we'll link all the information in our bio and description. We would love to have you. We can hang out with people like Noelle, which is a lot of fun. Yeah. And we're always looking for volunteers, especially at our Greenville location. Yeah. But we're so thankful for you, Noelle. Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Okay, absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
And we will see you guys on the next episode of Story of Hope.